There was something there, and now I can't use the subway, or... And you may as well have had your laugh at this, too. Go down into cellars anymore. I should think you'd have known I didn't drop Pikmin for the same silly reasons that fussy old women like Dr. Reed or Joe Minot or Bosworth did. Morbid art doesn't shock me. And when a man has the genius Pikmin had, I feel it an honor to know him, no matter what direction his work takes. Boston never had a greater painter than Richard Upton Pikmin. And I said it at first, and I say it still. And I never swerved an inch, either, when he showed that ghoul feeding that you remember was when Minot cut him. You know, it takes profound art and profound insight into nature to turn out stuff like Pikmin's. Any magazine cover hack can splash paint around wildly and call it a nightmare or a witch's Sabbath or a portrait of the devil. But only a great painter can make such a thing really scary or ring true. That's because only a real artist knows the actual anatomy of the terrible or the physiology of fear. The exact sort of lines and proportions that connect up with Latin instincts or hereditary memories of fright, and the proper color contrasts and lighting effects to stir the dormant...